Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This is one of the most important things you could learn in life. Strife is one of the enemy's favorite tools because it is so effective for him for destruction. Now, look at something here. Go to the book of Acts. You did know that the book of Acts is the Holy Ghost book, right? And in fact, it'd do us good during this time to read the book of Acts while we're on this study. But here he said, in the book of Acts, you read about the Holy Ghost every page virtually. And did he move, as is recorded in the book of Acts? Can we learn something about the moving of the Spirit in the book of Acts? Is he the same today? Would it work the same today? Absolutely. Sometimes people talk about the early church and then us. Well, it's the same church. We're a part of the same church. But you'll find in the book of Acts, the first chapter, read if you would. We're going to go through a number of places. But in Acts 1 and 14, talking about Peter and James and John and Jesus' closest disciples there, verse 14, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. They continued how? In one accord, in prayer. You'll find this phrase, the Greek words that are translated into English, one accord, about a dozen times, just in this one book, depending on which word you look at. But that's enough to emphasize, isn't it? One accord. One accord. Go to the second chapter. You know it, but let's remind ourselves of it. 2 verse 1. What does it say? The day of Pentecost was fully come. What? They were all with one accord in one place. Now, how many know you could all be in the same place and not be in one accord? Huh? I mean, like one preacher said years ago, he said you could tie two cats' tails together and hang them across a clothesline. And they're together. But that doesn't mean there's unity. I said, that's animal abuse, Brother King. I didn't say I did it. I said the fella used it as an expression. Relax. But it paints a picture now, doesn't it? Some people are tied together in marriage, but does that assure unity? No. They can be fighting like cats and dogs. Right? Is it okay? No, it's not okay. People make excuses for it. They say, well, you know, everybody has some problems, you know, sometime. And they make excuses. And people live in such low levels. And it's amazing how a lot of folk, that they dress up nice and they come to church and they put on a pretty good face, but they mean is the devil at home. You know what I mean by that? I mean, they're mean. Boy, the way they talk to each other. Well, that's just us. No, it's not okay. Amen. You try to excuse it, but it's not. Well, that's just how we are. Well, you need to change. Sometimes you have generations of this. People grew up in their house. They yelled at each other. Their parents yelled at each other. Well, that's just us. We're Italian. We're Hispanic. We're Irish. No, you're Christian.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
Now forget this other. And have the kind of home that Jesus wants you to have.
Amen.
You don't see him yelling and screaming at the disciples and them having to blow out every other day and then hugging and getting over it. Huh? Well, Brother Keith, that's just how we are. Well, like I said, you need to change. You can have peace in your house every day and every night, day after day after day, week. You can go months and no harsh, hard words. People say, oh, I don't know, brother. Be a believer. All things are possible, right? To him or her that believes. Tell me, is it possible or not? Did Jesus do it? How many times did he blow up and get in the flesh and cuss out his disciples? How many times?
None.
Not even one. How many times was he having pressure from the Pharisees and doctors of the law, and he come back and jumped on his staff and chewed them out for no reason, and then had to come back and say, guys, I'm sorry. I'm just having a rough day. How many times? None. Not even once. Yeah, but Brother Keith, that's Jesus. I know. But he didn't do that as God. He did it as a man, proving to us it can be done. As a human, as a man, as a woman, it can be done. Now, if you blow it, if you mess up, that doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Repent. But don't make allowances. Have zero tolerance for it. Don't say, well, you know, I used to blow up every day and now I'm down to 3 blow-ups a week. So praise God. No. No, no blow-ups per week. None. I had a pastor should know better than this. Tell me one time, well, Brother Keith, he's getting into this involved spiritual explanation. He said, Brother Keith, I think that's why God gave us our spouses. Because we got all this pressure from the people and churches and the ministry, and we have to act right. But then we could go home and explode on each other. Absolutely not. No. 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 Now, I'm not just talking about being nice at home. I'm talking about how to keep the devil out of your house. I'm talking about how to keep your kids well. I'm talking about how to get your bills paid. Right? This is not just about being nice in case the pastor comes by and checks on you while you're home. In case one of the church members walks up on you in the garage and you didn't know they were there. I mean, no. No. Hold your place here. Go to 1 Peter 3, please. We're talking about, instead of having the moving of the devil in our house, having the moving of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Well, God is love. So what kind of atmosphere are you going to find the Spirit of God moving in? Love and faith. And when he's manifested, what's it going to be like? Remember the fruit of the Spirit? When he's moving, what you going to sense? What you going to experience? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Right? Well, what if you're experiencing out of control and impatience and temper unbridled and strife? Well, that's not the Spirit moving. Not the Holy Spirit. That's the wrong spirit. That's the enemy. Right? Say it out loud. I don't want the enemy,
I don't want the enemy.
In my house. Well, who's it up to? As to what kind of environment, what we talk about, what we do, how we treat each other, and what we watch and what we play. We have been desensitized by all the junk on TV. A lot of Christians 50 years ago would have got up and walked out of a theater that was playing stuff that's shown on the family show today. Did you hear me? Did God lower his standards?
No.
No. But it's like the story about the frog in the water. If you heat it up slowly, he didn't notice it and sit there and boil. Well, that's the enemy's plan. Yeah. Change it here and change it there and change it here. And, you know, oh, well, you know, most everything's got some of that in it nowadays. And, oh, well, you know, you have a few cuss words here and there. And, oh, well, and oh, well. Listen to this. The Lord said this to me years ago. I wrote it down. Tolerance is the first step toward conformity. Tolerance. What is tolerance? That doesn't mean that you're embracing it, but what does it mean? You allow it, right, to go, to be there in your place. And what did the Lord say to me? I just quoted to you. It's the first step towards what? When you allow it, what did you just do? You took a step toward becoming that. I didn't say you were that right now, but you took a step towards it. It works that way. So people can call us goody-goody. They can call us holier-than-thou if they want to. But if you want to have the Holy Ghost moving instead of something wrong, you have to be intolerant towards stuff that is anti-God, right? And crosswise of the word and vulgar and ungodly. All you got to do is notice if it bothers your spirit, get away from it. Amen. Don't make yourself go through it, right? Amen. And as a result, you'll be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, I'm not talking about three or four people here tonight. All of us need to look at this. Why? Because we are inundated with promiscuity and vulgarity and all kind of all around us. Right? Have you noticed? And if we say, well, you know, it's everywhere, and you allow it, you're allowing stuff in your house. And the problem is, if you become used to it and don't realize how much of the enemy is manifesting around you. Oh, the Holy Spirit is pure. He's clean, isn't he? Of all the words the Lord could have used to describe him, the one you see again and again is holy. Holy. What does that mean? It's not a religious word. That was around before there was religion. Holy means pure, clean, separate from all that is defiling and evil and wrong. Said out loud, the Holy Spirit lives in me. He sanctifies me. Thank you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.